Esther chapter 3. After these things King Ahasuerus promoted Haman the son of Hammedatha the Agagite, and advanced him, and set his seat above all the princes that were with him. And all the king's servants, who were in the king's gate, bowed, and reverenced Haman, because the king had so commanded concerning him. But Mordecai did not bow, nor did him reverence. Then the king's servants, who were in the king's gate, asked Mordecai, "Why do you not obey the king's commandment?" Now it came to pass, when they spoke daily to him, and he did not listen to them, that they told Haman, to see whether Mordecai's matters would stand. Because he had told them that he was a Jew. And when Haman saw that Mordecai did not bow, nor did him reverence, then Haman was full of anger. And he hated and sought to lay hands on Mordecai alone, but because they had revealed to him the nationality of Mordecai. Haman sought to destroy all the Jews who were throughout the whole kingdom of Ahasuerus, even the people of Mordecai. In the first month, that is, the month Nisan. March-April. In the 12th year of King Ahasuerus. 3608 AH 434 BC they cast Pur, that is, the lot, before Haman from day to day, and from month to month, to the 12th month, that is, the month Adar. February-March. And Haman said to King Ahasuerus, "There is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people in all the provinces of your kingdom. And their laws are different from all people. Neither do they keep the king's laws. Therefore it is not for the king's profit to allow them to live. If it pleases the king, let it be written that they may be destroyed, and I will pay 10,000 talents of silver. 756,000 pounds, or 340,000 kilograms to the hands of those who have the charge of the business, to bring it into the king's treasuries." And the king took his ring from his hand, and gave it to Haman the son of Hammedatha the Agagite, the Jew's enemy. And the king said to Haman, "The silver is given to you, the people also, to do with them as it seems good to you." Then the king's scribes were called on the 13th day of the first month Nisan, March-April. And there was written according to all that Haman had commanded to the king's lieutenants, and to the governors that were over every province, and to the rulers of every people of every province according to its writing, and to every people according to their language. In the name of King Ahasuerus it was written, and sealed with the king's ring. And the letters were sent by heralds into all the king's provinces, to destroy, to kill, and to cause to perish, all Jews, both young and old, little children and women, in one day, even upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month Adar, February-March. And to take their spoil for a prey. The copy of the writing for a commandment to be given in every province was published for all people, that they should be ready in preparation for that day. The heralds went out, being hastened by the king's commandment, and the decree was given in Shushan the palace. And the king and Haman sat down to drink. But the city Shushan was perplexed.